I am reading the verses from Psalms 136 in the Message translation. Thank God, he deserves your thanks. His love never quits. Thank the God of all gods. His love never quits. Thank the Lord of all lords. His love never quits. Thank the miracle-working God. His love never quits. The God whose skill formed the cosmos. His love never quits. The God who laid out earth on ocean foundations. His love never quits. The God who filled the skies with light. His love never quits. The sun to watch over the day. His love never quits. Moon and stars as guardians of the night. His love never quits. God remembered us when we were down. His love never quits. Rescued us from the trampoline boot. His love never quits. Takes care of everyone in time of need. His love never quits. Thank God who did it all. His love never quits.
I'm going to tell you about Thanksgiving.
It's all about the game!
No, man, that only came lately.
I love parades, all the floats and everything about them. In fact, I've been in parades. Thanksgiving is all about parades.
It's very nice, but it's really...
And that's gymnastics!
No, the food!
That has nothing to do with it.
Thanksgiving holiday began with the Pilgrims and Indians, and it is true that they were thankful to God for a good harvest that would get them through the winter. But the tradition of giving thanks to God began a very long time ago. It's a biblical tradition that goes back to the Old Testament and the Jewish people. In fact, the word Thanksgiving is found 25 times in the Bible, and giving thanks is mentioned at least 140 times. Anything mentioned that often in the Bible must be pretty important to God.
I'm going to tell you about Thanksgiving.
It's all about the bird!
Glad you liked our video. We set out to make everyone laugh about the things we think of when we think of Thanksgiving. But it's true, for many people, this holiday is all about the turkey, the Pilgrims and Indians, and the game. In school, they teach us about the Pilgrims and Indians. But at church, we learn that the tradition of giving thanks to God for the harvest, for food, goes back thousands of years to Bible times. In Bible times, and still today, there are several harvests because crops ripen at different times. God had instructed the Jews to give an offering and worship at each harvest, so there was more than one harvest festival. The idea of being grateful for food was so important that God told the Jews not to eat of the harvest until they had given thanks to God and presented the first fruits of the harvest in the temple. 1/10 of everything they grew was supposed to be taken to the temple before they ate any of the barley, wheat, or vegetables. That instruction is found in the book of Leviticus. We don't celebrate the first fruits harvest festival, but most of us still give thanks to God for food before we eat it. Nowadays, Thanksgiving is about more than just giving thanks for food. from families to friends and comfortable homes. We all have so much to be thankful for. We will be at the door to collect your thanks to God on the paper, and we're going to put it on the turkey, on the hall, on the feather tails. As I said in the skit, giving thanks is mentioned a lot in the Bible, more than 140 times. You can tell from the psalm that Tiana read that there are a lot of reasons they still had for thanking God, and a lot of reasons we still have. A couple of years ago, in confirmation class, we were taught that there is more than one way to thank God, just as there is more than one way to thank anybody. The first way is with prayer. Saying a prayer to God is kind of like sending a text to someone to thank them for a birthday present. When I lived in New York, I had a basketball coach named Coach Gill who gave me the game ball at the end of the season and thanked me for being on the team. He knew I was moving back to Ohio, and his thanks meant a lot to me. He's still my favorite coaches, and it warms my heart to think about him and the way he thanked me for being on the team. I think it warms God's heart when we give our thanks to Him through our prayers. The next way to thank God is with our service. We have been given the chance to try out a lot of different ways to thank God through the church. I like running sound for worship, so that is one way I thank God by serving others. In August, the church held a teacher appreciation lunch. Some of us helped serve that lunch, and to thank the teachers for everything they do. The teachers had a very busy day that day, and they were happy that we took time to thank them with a meal. On the first day of school, some of the teachers told me how much they appreciated that lunch. The teachers gave us so much that I was happy to give back to them, and God has given me so much that I'm happy to give back to others. A third way to thank God is by giving to the church. As I said before, God has set standards for giving, but most of us don't have a ton of wheat, so we give cash or other goods. Every Sunday, Pastor Peg says, "All that we have is from you." So when we give to the church, we're just giving back a part of what God gave to us, and God expects us to do that. Sometimes at soccer games, a teammate will forget to bring money for the concession stand. If I have extra money, I'll sometimes let them get a hot dog or a slice of pizza. It makes me feel good to help because I know they played very hard in that game and they're very hungry. And I know they would do the same for me if I forgot my money. When we give to the church, it's kind of like giving to our teammates too. The last way to give thanks to God is with the gift of our time in worship. There isn't much we can give to God, but we can give our thanks and praise. When we thank God in worship, maybe it inspires other people to be thankful too. Now, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes on Sunday morning, I'm tired. I don't want to go to church. I want to sleep in. But if Mom wakes me up and makes me go, I come here and I see everyone who loves me and cares for me. And I'm thankful to be here, and I'm glad to be thanking God with all of you through worship. Okay, so we all know who created us and who created the whole world. We all know we should thank God for it, but it's a good thing we have a holiday to remind us because it is so easy to forget to do it regularly. I'm glad we have Thanksgiving, and I'm glad there's more than one way to thank God because I don't have enough time to send thank you messages to God for every single thing I've been given. Do you?